Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
I can't tell you how many times I've heard, hey, my financial advisor won't work with me anymore if I pursue real estate investing. Or here's another one I hear, my financial advisor warned me against investing in real estate. Listen, this isn't a video that's going to bash financial advisors. We've done that before. I'm simply repeating statements that I've heard multiple times from our clients. So, what should you do? Well, I'm not here to tell you to walk away from your advisor, and I'm certainly not going to pretend to be one. However, what I can do is explain why they might be trying to create fear. There have been enough videos, and certainly my mentor and Robert Kiyosaki, author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, he can't stand them because he hates when people tell you to do something with your money that they don't do. And that's often what financial advisors do. They'll tell you to invest in stocks. They're making tons of money and fees off of you doing that. But they themselves are not investing in those same stocks. But why do they discourage you from investing in real estate? Is it because if you invest in real estate, you are protecting yourself and your future from volatility, therefore eliminating the need for them to move your investments around in other stocks and charge you for that? We had someone on our live stream the other day say, I can't believe this. I literally got a phone call from my financial advisor who made a suggestion. I said, okay, go ahead. You're my financial advisor. And that person literally clicked a button and made like $500 just on that transaction. That person could have done that themselves, right? So this financial advisor probably is not making that investment, probably not investing in these things himself, but he just moved this other person's money around and made a $500 fee on that transfer. Do they also discourage you from investing in real estate because it could be a hedge against inflation? I talk about this one all the time, right? The federal government is printing money. Maybe they don't want you to know that you can accelerate your returns. You know, investing in real estate, when you're looking at your internal rate of return, you have access to three streams of income. Now, I did a full video on internal rate of return. I'm going to link it right up here. You go and check it out. And let's not forget about the tax benefits of real estate investing that financial advisors won't tell you about. Or could it possibly be that they don't want you to have control over your own investments, right? Allowing you to have control jeopardizes the need for their guidance and for them to make a little paycheck on every time they transfer stocks back and forth. Investing in real estate, well, at least with our company at Morris Invest, you will ultimately choose the right path that suits your needs. And you won't end up with $0 in an account, since you will actually have a tangible real asset that is a hedge against inflation and is appreciating higher than the US dollar. Financial advisors don't want you to know that. They want you to be invested in Wall Street, in the stock market, where they can make money off of it. So lastly, let's talk about those fees, those hidden fees that pop up that drain your account. So transparency is something that should be expected when it comes to planning your future and the future of your family. Building your wealth should be straightforward, laid out clearly. There should be no guesswork in it. Clearly, that isn't going to happen with the stock market. Clearly, it's not going to help you. So take a look at your screen. Do we have hidden fees when you work with our company? No. With a financial advisor, yes, you have hidden fees. What about leverage? You know, can you buy stocks with a mortgage? No. You know, real estate investing is the only form of investing where I can literally have a bank put up 80% or 75% of the money to help me build wealth. You know, if you buy $100 of stock in Tesla, guess what? You just spent $100. You didn't spend $20, you spent $100, right? In real estate, instead of spending $100, I can spend $20 and the bank will carry the 80%, the other $80. There's no other asset like that. It doesn't exist. What about volatility in the stock market? Yeah. with owning rental real estate in the markets where we invest. And if you are smart about where those areas are, where you have high job growth, low crime, low vacancy rates, when you have Fortune 500 companies moving to those particular areas, and they are a hedge against inflation, you have very low volatility. A hedge against inflation, we just talked about that. Stock market is not a hedge against inflation. When you have control of your finances, you have little to no control of your finances when you're working with a financial advisor. They have the control. You have total control when you work with us and you invest in real estate. What about the creation of returns? There's one way you get a return in the stock market. There's three ways of getting a return in real estate investing. And what about your total returns? Historically, 5% if you're lucky in the stock market, and 10+% when you're investing in real estate, conservatively, by the way. What about your overall return? It's inconsistent in the stock market. And it's very consistent when you can count on that rent and the appreciation and the reduction of your principal balance on a mortgage in real estate. It is consistent, consistent, consistent. What about loss of capital? You know, you buy 10,000 shares of Apple or another stock. What happens if it goes down to zero? It can. And you're out. You're gone. You've lost that money. We remember what happened to people's 401ks during the 2008-2009 collapse, right? What about real estate? It's unlikely that you will lose capital in real estate investing. Properties historically in the United States, and we are in one of the biggest demand eras for real estate. We have an affordable housing crisis in the United States where we need 20 million more units. That's why President Biden, in his infrastructure bill, is calling for enormous funding to start building more properties. Today's episode is brought to you by HelloFresh. With HelloFresh, you get fresh, pre-measured ingredients and mouthwatering seasonal recipes delivered right to your front door. Skip all the trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking safe, easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. I don't know if you've been paying attention to the show lately, but we've been talking about prices for just about everything are going up at the grocery store and lumber and gasoline, everything. And HelloFresh will actually save you a bunch of money off of your grocery store prices. That's right. HelloFresh is 28% cheaper than shopping at your local grocery store and 72% cheaper than going out to a restaurant meal without sacrificing any of the quality. That's right. So you can get HelloFresh because they cut out the stressful meal planning in grocery store trips so you can enjoy cooking and get dinner on the table in about 20, 30 minutes or so. Really, they're so easy to make. And these lightning prep recipes make doing it with the family a lot of fun as well. We love getting the recipe cards when they send them. They have they have 25 different recipes you can choose from each week, from vegetarian, you know, to craft burgers, extra special gourmet options. So for the vegetarians, you have some options. You have a larger family, you have those options. Smaller family, you have those options. And it's great, delivered right to your door with everything separated and perfect with, and you know, what I love too is that they're sourced directly from growers. So they're right farm to table, you know, right to your front door and under a week, contract free, of course. So it's right on your front door. You don't have to deal with anybody. And it's great to make it with the kids. We like getting the recipe cards out and making the meals with the kids. It gives them something to do and we teach them how to cook. So you're going to get 12 free meals. How's that sound? Right now, go to HelloFresh.com/investing12. Use the code INVESTING, I-N-G, INVESTING, I-N-V-E-S-T-I-N-G, and the number 12 for some free meals, including free shipping. You'll get 12 free meals. Go to HelloFresh.com/investing12. To get 12 free meals, including free shipping. That's right. You're not going to want to miss it. Thanks to HelloFresh, saving us some money and giving us some healthy, delicious food right now. Thanks, HelloFresh. So it's unlikely that your house is going to somehow be worth zero. Virtually impossible because the land itself is still valuable and you'll have insurance on the property if, God forbid, something happened to the property. I've actually had rental properties burn down before. Yes, lightning hit one of my rental properties, and fortunately, no one was home, no one was hurt. The property burned, not to the ground, but it was needed to be taken down, knocked down, because I have insurance on my properties. I got an insurance check for the value of the property and built a brand new one. So even in that situation, I have insurance. Do you have insurance in the stock market? No. And finally, ownership. Do you have ownership over your portfolio in the stock market? Very little, especially if you're working with a financial advisor, right? And in real estate, you actually have a tangible real asset that you own. In the stock market, you have paper assets. You have paper. And guess what happens if those stocks go down? The board members are going to get paid first, not you. You're going to be the last one to get paid if you own stock in a company. So maybe having that discussion with your advisor, you know, can you offer protection from volatility? You could ask that person. What about acceleration on return? Can I get accelerated returns through tax benefits and other things? Simply ask your financial advisor that question. I would love to know the answer. Can I have control over the investments? And can I have full transparency to know every fee that you're charging me? That's the answer I can offer to those of you that are asking these questions that I mentioned in the beginning about financial advisors. You don't have to be rude about it, but ask your financial advisor, can I get these types of returns investing with you? And I would love to hear that response. Drop me a comment below if you've asked those questions or if you've had any funny responses. I want to read them. I read all of your comments. So thanks everyone for watching. We'll see you in the next video.
Has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.